This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed, and therefore should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discretion, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show.
I'm Renata Maniacci, and this is Let's Get Metaphysical.
In this episode, Ren interviews astrologer and spiritual business alchemist, Silver Wainhouse.
Silver Wainhouse is a spiritual business alchemist and astrologer. She constantly explores and shares ways in which people can be inspired, nurtured, and supported. Silver is the co-founder of Mojo Branding Sauce, which helps people to discover, value, and put good use to their own experience and find and develop their brand. She loves helping people brand their second act. Silver Wainhouse is a member of the National Writers Union and has directed the Marlboro Press at Northwestern University. She's also been an archivist at Syracuse University and is a member of the Summit Community and A-Fest Community and the Paris Writers Group. Silver divides her time between Southern France and the United States. I find Silver absolutely delightful, and I'm excited to share this interview with everyone. We are here with Silver Wainhouse this afternoon. Silver is joining us from the south of France. Welcome, Silver. Thank you so much for joining.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Renata.
Absolutely.
And hello to everybody who's listening.
So let's jump right in. Tell us about an experience you've had that you would feel you would put in the metaphysical category.
Gosh, I've had so many over the course of my life, Renata, as we all have.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we ignore them or not think that what we have is actually of importance or related to anything. But what happened this morning was I've got a dear friend who's writing a book. And in the book, she includes history and feelings and things around Greece. So she told me that she's going to Greece and what she's writing about, which I can't really reveal right now. And she asked me what I thought about it. So we sat for a while and I started getting names of things coming in. She got a piece of paper and a pencil and she wrote it down. And we looked up some of these things and they were actual places. There were words that had meanings related to what she was doing.
Wow.
But one of the most profound experiences that I've had, and I see things in flashes.
Okay.
And I often see them and I'm awake, I'm conscious, and I get like a download.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those experiences was one in which I saw my late husband walking toward me.
Wow.
And I later went to a bookstore to a reading. My late husband was Austin Wainhouse. And there he was. And I just was flabbergasted. At first I wasn't going to go. And I mm-hmm. went in at the last minute. When I arrived, there were very few people there because the newspaper had made an error on the date of his appearance. Well, anyway, I walked in and there he was. And as I said, I knew he was going to be important to me. But my friend, Chris, who runs a bookstore in St. Louis, Left Bank Books, she started reading his bio and said he's in Vermont and he's married. He's got 4 kids. And I thought, oh, okay. And so we went to dinner. I took him to dinner, which I did sometimes, often with the authors who came through. I've met incredible people, over the course of my life. Joyce Carol Oates, Jamaica Kincaid. I mean, I could go down the list. David Foster Wallace. And we went to dinner, and I'm on guard, you know. I'm enjoying his presence. We had good conversation. He said, I'm having a good time in St. Louis. And Chris said, well, talk to the lady next to you, because she has a place where she has artists come as they come through and, you know, talk to her. If you come through, you need a place to stay. So he said, okay, I'll think about that. And so later he called and he said he wanted to come. So, you know, I'd let him come. And what was revealed later was after he went back home He was on a book tour going from Minnesota down to the Mississippi River to Oxford University. His then wife did not accompany him. As a matter of fact, she later told him she didn't accompany him because she wanted a divorce. She was in love with somebody else and she wanted him to go. So boom, like that, he was freed. He called me, and not that long afterwards, some months afterward, we were together until his death.
Wow.
And I knew his death was coming. The doctor told me that he wasn't feeling well. At this point, he was in a nursing home. I cared for him at home as long as I could. And this was such a brilliant man. He came to France because of Einstein and Einstein's best friend, Otto Nathan, convinced him that this was a place to come for his development. And I told the doctor, she said, go see him. I said, I just saw him. And then something said, go see him. And I went back and I saw him. And as I always did, I said, for an excuse to leave, I said, I'm going to go now. I'm going to do laundry, because I always did his laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, bye. And he said, goodbye. I love you. And he said it in his old voice that was the voice he had when we first met, because his voice had changed. He died from complications of Alzheimer's.
Mm.
And I said, my God, he just said goodbye to me. And I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the doctor and I said, Austin is going to die. He just said goodbye to me. She said, what the hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He's got an upset stomach. I said, okay, Austin. And she called me later. And she said, how did you know? I just knew.
Mm-hmm.
I've got many stories like that.
Yes. Thank you for sharing, Silver.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's remarkable. Silver, what is an astrologer and what is astrology?
How does it work? Astrology is a language. It's the language of the stars. And their interactions with each other, it's like a play. Each planet has its energies. The way it moves in relations to other planets shows whether or not and how those energies are shown. And where it is happening is the scene. You know, so it's like an actor role and its part. And what happens above happens below. So what is going on above is reflected in our movements below. And as a matter of fact, we are not separated. I would not separate the sky and the ocean. I would draw a big circle around it all and say that one part affects the other. So astrology, I would say, is the language of the stars.
Wow.
And just the study of the movement and the cycles. And what happens here when it happens there, that's what astrology is for me. And on a personal level, it's the revelation of the unfolding of character. Because for me, a chart, an astrology, astrological chart, your birth chart, your natal chart, that's just like a photo of the map of the heavens at the time you took your first breath.
And just for our listeners, I had a astrology reading with Silver a few days ago, and I'm still processing it. But what I wanted to share is that the way that Silver does it, it makes it sound like a story. And it's really beautiful the way that you bring forward the story of where the planets and stars were at the time of someone's birth. And your description just now is really revealing. I've never heard astrology actually described in the way that you said, as a language of the stars. I work in energy healing, and it's clear that everyone has their own energy. And you can sense that, you know, with your friends and your family, everyone we interact with, they have their own energy. But the way that you just described that, it sounds as though each planet has its own energy, just like people do, and acts accordingly. I've never really thought about it that way. And that's really useful to me.
What I look at the chart as being is potential. So when people come to me, I introduce them to the Council of Potential. For example, right now, I'm in southern France. Virgo is on the horizon. So that's the perspective, which is service, which is analytical, as opposed to abstract. For example, I would say the council potential, which involves all the planets, the sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, the nodes of the moon, all of them are available, but they are not on duty at the same time, or they have different positions that they're filling at any given moment. So right now I would say, okay, Gemini is on duty now. And Gemini's role is to transmit its communication, and it's volatile. Because talking about energy is of three types. It's either cardinal, which means that it initiates activity. It's fixed in that it tries to stabilize activity. Or it's mutable, which means that it's adaptable and changeable. And Gemini is mutable. What do we say about Gemini? Oh my God, the twins, what are they going to do? Right? Because they're a mutable sign. That's what they are.
Mm.
So the three important parts of a character, I think, the most important three parts are the sun, which is the energy, the Gemini energy. People who are Gemini, that's what you want to express. It is what that energy is, what you are growing and what you want to become, what you're growing into. The moon, that is your securities, insecurities, your vulnerabilities, your emotional side. And what do we have to do? In order to move, sometimes we have to overcome. And then the rising sign is the ascendant. That's your perspective. It's your glasses that you wear. It's what it's fine-tuned to, what you see. So the sun is what you want to become. The moon is what you have to overcome. And the ascendant is exactly where you are.
What we're talking about, when you look at your horoscope in the newspaper or online, what you're generally reading is your sun sign. So when Silver's talking about the sun, that's what we're talking about. And then we can also find out where our moon was and where our what our rising sign is when we were born. And those are what Silver is also talking about here. This is phenomenal. It sounds like a lot, Silver. It sounds like a lot. I've had my chart read to me at various places and various times in my life to varying levels of depth and complexity. What was your introduction to astrology, and how does one go about learning what all of these things mean? Because for me, it's just seems like a lot.
It is a lot. I've been a student, and I will say a student of astrology for over 40 years. And I started, I'm told by a great aunt of mine who is no longer with us, that I inherited my curiosity and my knowledge and whatever came to me intuitively from my great-grandmother, who was a midwife and who studied herbs and saw the relationship between nature and ourselves, the unbroken link between us. After that, I studied with a guy who was actually a hermit. And when I say a hermit, he was a hermit. He was an interesting character. His last name was Pang. He was African-American and Chinese. And he did not work in the classic sense. He stayed in the house. He saw people from time to time, but he would be called by people all over the world. And he said that his job was to become wise and to disseminate information. And I studied under him for a while. As I did, I got into a very vivacious astrological community from which I learned a lot. I remember particularly a woman, Rosie Cosentino, and we just exchanged information and learned, and I became a part of the professional astrological community in Santa Fe, and I'm still attached to many of those people, contemporary astrologers for whom many people wouldn't know maybe the names of Edith Hathaway, Alan Oaken, Robert Hand, Marcia Stark, Ariel Gutman. Ariel just visited me. Heather Roan Robbins, Karen Bolander-Clough. These are people who do a lot of the conferences now. And we had a wonderful, wonderful community. We would meet at different houses. Sometimes people would come to my house and we'd have our meetings and discussions there. And there were presentations that we would do for the general public periodically, talking about the cycles. And just we all did individual charts. And I've had my God, some of the most amazing people with whom I had consultations and worked.
Amazing. Is there a certain way, if I came to learn astrology, is it laid out in the same way for everybody? Or do people start in different places? You know, when you learn how to read, there's kind of a certain way to learn how to do that.
I think the best way for a person to learn astrology is for them to get a copy of their own chart. Hmm. I always think that that's the best way to start.
Okay.
Get a copy of your own chart to go to someone professional. You can actually get a degree in astrology now. You get a bachelor's degree in astrology. It's come a long way. And just like you, I'm an energy worker in that the sense that I've studied. I was going to go to medical school and I ended up going business, but later incorporating what I learned about the body and physiology, anatomy, and chemistry, and actually worked on a level physically with members of the community who were traumatized and overcoming different traumas. I also worked with professional athletes, Joffrey Ballet, all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. It's all related, Renata. It's all related.
No, I'm starting to see that. I've had maybe 3 to 4 astrological readings, including yours. And sometimes it's so specific to me personally that it just blows my mind. I know some of the blowback for astrology is people will be like, oh, well, they put this in my horoscope, but that can apply to anybody in some capacity. You know, if you're open to it, you can figure out where that goes in your life. But when you're talking about your specific chart, and honestly, even with horoscopes that I've been reading for myself lately, they just seem so spot on. But your chart, like details about your life that aren't pertinent to anybody else that is in your sun sign, or even in your sun sign and your rising sign, like it takes account all of the planets and where they were in and what signs they were in at the time of your birth. And it's incredibly specific. And that's what's kind of blown me away the last couple of years.
That is so true, because all of the energies are in everybody's chart. That is true. But how they are acting and where they are acting and when they are acting is the skill in analyzing the chart and the unfolding of the events in the life. The chart is a reflection of a person's character, of its potentials, and a person's tendencies.
So it sounds like it's a mirror. You can very much use it as a tool to just assess yourself a little bit and see where you are. I thought this several years ago with the Myers-Briggs personality test, like, wow, this is a really useful way in like seeing why I am the way I am and how I react. But now that astrology is quite similar, and maybe the original Myers-Briggs personality, it's the original personality test, maybe.
Oh my God, the Myers-Briggs. I'm in the 1%.
What are you, Silver?
INFJ.
I'm an INFJ.
Are you?
I am. I actually am. Yes. I've been an INFJ since the first time I took the test, and I've taken it several times. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh my God.
No wonder we get along so well.
No wonder.
Oh, that's amazing. So, Silver, how can astrology be helpful in the way that you see it? We've been talking about some of these things, right? But how have you seen astrology be helpful? And for whom? Is astrology only for some people? Who is astrology useful for?
Astrology is useful for everybody. Astrology is a tool for self-discovery, self-love, and self-appreciation. It allows you to distance yourself from yourself and look at yourself and say, oh, so this is what I have. This is what I have. These are the tools. These are the ingredients. These are the energies that I have in me. And this is why this happens, when this happens, how this happens. And in knowing that, one is able to say, this is how I deal with that. This is what I do with that. You may be born with a hammer and I might have the nail. And you're never going to have the nail unless you get it from somebody else. It's about relationship. How what you have relates to what I have, what you need relates to what I need, and how we come together to create something. That's all it is in the end.
You know, what I'm hearing from you right now is really interesting. And it's I love this conversation because it's not like I'm a brand new person to astrology, but the way that you're speaking about it, it's letting me hear it in a different way. It's allowing me to like see it from a different perspective. I've been talking a lot and feeling a lot recently and pondering a lot between the soul and the personality. I happen to believe that we are spiritual beings having a human experience in a human body. So kind of what you just brought up is making me think, you know what? Our astrology chart sounds kind of like, it's kind of like a manual of how to read our human personality from a, almost from a soul perspective. Like a soul is not fully in your body. You're way more than just your human body. It's almost like taking a step back and being able, like you said, to look at yourself. But I'm almost seeing it as the soul looking at the human ego, the human personality of the body that you find yourself in and saying, okay, this is the manual. This is how this body and this personality works in this lifetime.
Renata, I don't think I could say it any better than that. And it actually is the soul expressing itself through this body that you have. And I think for me and for anybody who really studies, and we're talking about the astrology of people. And I said that the chart is a snapshot of the heavens at the time you took your first breath. Everything has a chart. Countries have a chart. Your corporation, I do it for businesses.
Right.
Your business has a chart.
I've never thought about that. No, that's absolutely right. Why wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, yes, it has a chart. Your business has a chart.
Right.
And in that chart, you know who your diplomat is, who's your treasurer, who's going to help you and what you need. It's energy. Everything is energy. And the chart is energy.
This is blowing my mind. I'm like, wow, wait, when did I incorporate my business? Like, I'm about to start on a few like really new endeavors right now. Like what maybe I need to plan when that actually start, you know, like when to bring that into the world astrologically, like when is there better times? This is, wow. I'm really getting a lot out. I thought I got a lot out of the reading a couple of days ago. Here we are on this episode. Wow.
Oh gosh,
that's incredible! So yeah. Silver,
the mojo.
Yes. Oh man. So Silver, how are you working with astrology now at this moment?
I work with astrology all the time, but intentionally, I am partnered with a wonderful woman, Gail Kahn, and Gail is a CEO of Five Power Communications. And we've come together and we've launched our project called Mojo Branding Company. Everybody is a brand. And it's just your unique contribution to the world. Mm-hmm. And we bring together our experiences, of which I have a lot, in various areas. I've got experience in the corporate jungle. I've got experience as an astrologer. I've done professional theater. I've archived at Syracuse University. I've run a press. So many things. Mm-hmm. And just bringing all of that together and sitting down with an individual or a group and putting those skills to use in helping that person take their unique energy and applying it so that they profit and thrive and get joy out of it.
How would that work, for example? Do you work together with, you said Gail?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we work together. And Gail is research queen. She has done research for some of the top companies in the world and continues to do so. And we bring our skills together in that. In knowing what people will respond to, how they will respond, and when they will respond, if it will work.
That sounds really useful. My wheels are turning right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Gosh, we are incredible together, Gail and I. I mean, on many levels. We call ourselves one big brain. Mm-hmm. So when we come together, we're not two brains, we're one huge brain. We're not one and one is two, we're one and one is millions.
That's amazing. And you want to find that person to work with, you know, and that's what you want in your professional and all aspects of your life.
Yes. And what we say we're good at is that is we're helping, we're good at helping people brand what we call their second act.
Okay.
Okay. Because you've done things before, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're going into a second act of something, even though you're a bit, you're young, but you are precocious. I know that.
I feel like I'm starting a whole different part of my life right now.
That's another act, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Silver, is anything else coming up for you that you feel like you'd like to share?
There is something that came to me metaphysically that is the structure of everything that I'm doing. And that is, there are five things that came to me, and that is, in whatever we are doing, we find the truth in that. In all truth, in all truth, there is beauty. And we, when we are, when we face beauty, see beauty, feel beauty, what do we have? We have joy, right? We feel joy. When we see a painting, when we hear our favorite song, when we see our, somebody we love, we feel joy. And in that joy, there is healing. We heal with joy. What does healing do? Healing leads us to love, because I believe we can only truly love to the extent to which we are healed. So truth, beauty, joy, healing, love. That's my mojo.
I love it.
It's my mojo Brandon sauce.
I don't think anyone can argue against that, nor would they want to. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Silver, how can folks learn more about you and what you do? Where can you be found?
Simplest way is silver at mojobrandingsauce.com.
I love that. I love that website.
Yep.
Mojobrandingsauce.com.
It's mojobrandingsauce.com. That's what I'm doing. That's my, where my energy is going right now. I'm having extreme fun and joy with that, with Gail. And send me an email. Say you want to talk. I'm between the United States and Southern France. I travel all over.
Silver, this has been amazing. I feel as though we could go down more tunnels in so many different directions, but for the moment, we'll end here for today. I'm so grateful to you. I'm so grateful that we got connected in the way that we got connected to you.
It's just amazing. I'm telling you, you know what, Renata, some things cannot be stopped.
I agree.
And I'd just like to leave a parting thought with everybody out there.
Please, yes.
And that parting thought is, everybody listening, those who are not listening, those who are listening unconsciously, don't even know that they're listening, that I want you to love yourself, appreciate yourself, and use the gifts and talents and abilities that you have, that Spirit gave you, because that's what you are here to do. And if I can help in any way, contact me or somebody else, but use the stuff you got to get what you deserve.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
And it means a lot, because, you know, everybody who has ever worked with me knows that a huge thing for me is self-love. And I truly think that the entire world would change if every person, every human on this planet truly and utterly loved themselves.
Ooh, baby. It would change everything.
Yes.
It would change everything. Because people who do bad things, they do them because they think they're going to get something good in the end.
I'm so glad you brought that up. And I echo exactly what Silver said, everyone. Please do the work to love yourself.
That's it. You're worthy.
Yes.
Let nobody take that from you. Mm-hmm. And if you're not feeling it right now, it's only because you have forgotten. And do the re-remembering.
Amazing. Silver, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. And thanks everybody out there. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. And I wish you all the best.
I'm so thrilled that Silver made the time to talk with me over Skype from her beautiful home in southern France. I learned a lot. I've definitely had astrology readings before, but the way that Silver does it is, it's like she is telling a story. I'm sure that some of that came through in the episode today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. To find out more about Silver and her work, email her at silver@mojobrandingsauce.com or check the links on this episode section on our website, letsgetmeta.com. In our next episode, Ren interviews DC-based shaman, healer, and activist Rochelle Faithful. Like our show? Want to help us keep making it? Join with all the others who are supporting us on our Patreon at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Let's Get Meta is a production of the Hana Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniachi. Audio editing and production by Zoe Ravenwood of Hatfish Digital Media. The voice of the credits is me, Aries. This week's music was Nightfly by Nameless Dancers. Thanks for listening.